This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yes, on the air on the DJV show. Yes, Doug Steffen presents Jennifer Horn, J the H, and Victoria Keelan, V the K, and Kara Schillen, C the S. How's that for giving you a different identity? Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on the day which begins the, this is Women's History Week and Women's History Month. Did you know that March was Women's History Month? Did you know that? Any or all of you? Come on, tell me. All you ladies, you didn't. I'm the one who has to tell you this is Women's History Month? Good Lord.
I like it. I knew that International Women's Day was this month, but I didn't know that we had a whole month dedicated to
this.
Wow.
Celebrate women for the whole month. Hip, hip, hooray. Good stuff. Speaking of women, people in the news, Kate and Meghan, along with Harry and William, made their first appearance all together. The stage on Wednesday of this week, first annual Royal Foundation Forum. It's a charity organization set up by William and Kate and Harry after Harry and Meghan tie the knot. She'll be a patron as well. First time all four have appeared together in an official royal event. I think they were last seen together on Christmas morning, though, right? They walked to church with the Queen. The royals, or royals and soon to be royal, use the forum to lay out their hopes and plans for the ongoing work that they're doing under the charitable umbrella of the Royal Foundation. They discussed why the foundation was set up for the projects they're currently working on and their ambitions for the future. For example, William opening up the address welcoming Meghan in, saying that they were particularly happy that this is the first Royal Foundation event with Meghan, was met by warm applause from Kate and the people that were there from various charities. And then Meghan said she wants to hit the ground running after the wedding and, among other things, make sure that there is plenty of support for women's rights. She said, quote, "I hear a lot of people speaking about girls' empowerment and women's empowerment, and you hear people saying they're helping women find their voices. I fundamentally disagree with that because women don't need to find their voices. They need to be empowered to use their voices. People need to be urged to listen to what they have to say." That's pretty good, pretty smart, pretty good way of putting it, don't we think? Isn't
Absolutely.
That a good way of putting it? I think it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was interesting. She is, and she's very well-spoken, and I watched this little, it was all on video, and I watched the presentation of the four of them up on stage taking questions, and it was they all seem to have a really nice chemistry together, which is great, and they talk about they've been in meetings and stuff together, and they have different opinions and different personalities, and it's so funny. Kate is so reserved. She's really like the perfect role to be married, you know, to William.
You can
and everything.
Almost be she's stiff enough to be the queen.
Yeah, and then Harry and Meghan are just like the freewheeling wild kids. And it's so funny because as Meghan was asked a few questions about the work that she's done and what she's going to be doing, she's so inherently American in her approach, and it's so funny to she's really shaking up the whole dynamic. And even though she didn't say anything that was controversial, it's just her attitude and the way that she freely speaks her mind.
Yes.
It was great to see. I think it's a really nice mix for all of them.
Yep. All right, well, congratulations. Kind of a nice way to start the hour. 10 minutes after the hour. So what's the story on the Hicks resignation? I know that's trending this week, and why people are surprised. One of Trump's closest aides and confidants. Jennifer, why is she hitting the road? What's the problem? Or is there a problem?
I don't know.
know if people were surprised, because all the insiders at the White House say that they had expected this for a little while. I guess there had been some talk about her leaving. She's the longest-serving aide to President Trump, and they had a very close relationship. But Hope Hicks is only, I think, 28 or 29 years old, and she has been working a really tough job for the last 3 years, one that's all-encompassing, that just kind of consumes your whole life. And the burnout factor on what she's been doing is so high that most people only last a couple of years in that position. She's going on her third year, and I think it's just time for a change for her, probably to get back to living a little bit. So I think the president is sad. Ivanka, Hope Hicks actually started out as an assistant to Ivanka Trump at her company, and somehow ended up where she is. And everybody who has talked to her, including the media, who are not always, you know, super kind or overly kind to the administration, nor should they be, have had really nice things to say about Hope Hicks, that she always holds herself together in such a graceful way, and she acts the same under pressure that she does just on a regular day. So I think there's a lot of people that feel good things about her, and she's, I think, leaving. What did seem to catch the attention of the headlines in some of the mainstream news media outlets is that she testified before the House Intelligence Committee just a few days before her resignation. And so I think initially people thought, well, was that something, did she say something that may cause her to feel like she needs to leave, or is there some sort of scandal brewing? But according to most accounts, she's just ready for a change. She's just ready to make the move.
Is
she still on the personal front? Is she still dating that Porter guy?
I don't know.
Now everybody will be able to move. Okay, now I know who she is.
And then before that, she's not like, I know she's probably good at her job, but she's also had some scandals following her, too. Before that, she was hooking up with some married guy, too. I forget which one it was, but she's the one that Omarosa implied was the one who was sleeping her way to the top. She said, oh, yeah, people like to accuse me of sleeping my way around. She said, I'm not doing that. She goes, there's already, that role's been filled. And then she didn't say Hope Hicks, but she kind of described what the person, you know, who the person was, and it was pretty obvious she was pointing the finger at Hope Hicks.
Judging by the behavior that I saw Omarosa display at the White House, I take whatever she says about the administration with a grain of salt, because she was acting so inappropriately. So, just from my own eyes,
I watched her.
I haven't heard that about Hope. Maybe it's true. Who knows?
Grungy.
Yeah, I forget who the married guy was. And Trump had actually made some comments. Sorry, Doug, but Trump had made some comments about, like, he made some crude comment about, like, how she was the best piece of A that the guy was going to get, and all kinds of. There's a lot of other stuff around Hope Hicks.
Well. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I think it's odd. I was looking at Us Weekly today, and just all week long, the tabloids have been covering this. And I was thinking back. I thought, gosh, when Eric Holder left, or you know, one of these other key members of the Obama White House, or the Bush White House before that, did we cover it in the tabloids? And I don't know that we did.
All right, so let's see if this is in the tabloids. Scott Pruitt, who is the EPA administrator and a first-class boob, as far as I'm concerned, has been criticized because he has lots of tickets that are in first class, and he says it's a security issue, but he's now going to start flying coach. I don't get that. There are a lot of things to be concerned about, and I think he's gone overboard on several trips and spent a lot of taxpayer money. At least he's been under scrutiny. That stuff does bother me, but what he's doing at the EPA more bothers me, as it affects farmers, because I'm a farmer, and what we were hoping the EPA would do is not what they're doing. They're doing things that are that show that they have a lack of knowledge, let's put it more positively, a lack of knowledge about what really is going on at the EPA, even though this guy, wasn't he the director of environmental protection in the state he came from before he was
he was the attorney general, I believe.
Oh, that was it. Okay. Because
I don't think he has any environmental background.
No,
he wanted to dismantle the EPA.
Right. Yeah, but he's dismantled. And the EPA certainly needs to be dismantled in some areas. But in the areas where it doesn't need to be dismantled, or where there needs to be more focus on things that need to come out and stuff going in, he's just taking a machete to everything, and in the wake of what he's doing, he's hurting farmers to the point where Sonny Perdue has to go around and kind of clean up after him. Sonny Perdue is the Secretary of Agriculture, and so Pruitt seems to be, because of his attitude, we all want to see big government get the hatchet job. But there are things that need to be done, and things that the good stuff, because never are any of these groups, as much as you hear me denigrate them, they're not all bad. There are some things that need to be regulated, but the problem is they are, and they're keeping the stuff that isn't good and taking stuff out that is good, and then they're not looking at the things that need to be pulled out on an individual basis. Okay, we'll cut all the EPA regulations over here in this department. That's not the way to do it. Anyway,
the thing that I don't understand is this the big government aspect of all this. It, to me, Scott Pruitt is the environmental equivalent of Ajit Pai. And Ajit Pai, who was sat on the board of Verizon, and we all know his actions have been very transparent where his loyalties lie. It's all with the big telecommunications companies and repealing net neutrality. And Scott Pruitt's doing the same thing. He's friends with Monsanto. He's friends with Bayer.
Well,
he's friends with
making.
All these. So how is that draining a swamp? That's just creating a bigger swamp with bigger alligators.
What is very interesting to me, after being at that farm, I had 2 days this week at a farm symposium in Wisconsin, focusing a lot on the growth of hemp and how to help family farmers do this, that, and the other thing. And these are people, you could walk into the room and see.
Get a contact high?
No. Well, the proponents of selling hemp, yes. But the farmers who were there are my kind of people, men and women who run family farms. And they are people who voted for Trump. Wisconsin went for Trump, and people voted for Trump. But they don't like I think what I'm spurred on by now, seeing the Pruitt thing, is some of the conversations that we had at the table at lunchtime on both days, talking about the things that they had hoped would be done, versus the things that actually are being done. And most of the ire is aimed at Pruitt because he hasn't pulled away the things that are the most problematic. The same as with the FDA and the Food Safety Enhancement Act. That is a blizzard of bull crap. And I just made that up. I kind of like that.
A blizzard of bull crap.
It is. It doesn't help anybody.
Visual.
Well, but it does help the big producers and the Monsanto-based big ag companies. They can continue to run roughshod. What this thing does is chase after the small farmer and require paperwork that most of them can't afford to do.
Yeah.
So it's just, that's the kind of stuff I'm saying, Jennifer, that's it's discouraging, frankly. And I would like to, if we're smart, want the people at the top to do well, because if they do well, we all do well. And then I guess people say, well...
But the top is so top-heavy that there is no room for any... There is no trickle-down. It doesn't... By making Monsanto stronger, it's not helping anybody else except Monsanto.
Well, but Monsanto has no place to go because they're getting basically thrown out of every place they are. One of the things that came up... Did I say this? Stop me if I said this on the air. I get into a big to-do with somebody... because we were talking, this was a fellow who uses Roundup and that sort of thing, and he said I was just wrong. I said, do you know, sir, that the way Roundup is made, it encourages weeds to grow? And he said, what are you talking about? We use it to kill weeds. I said, yes. Roundup kills the weeds, but it does not kill the seeds. So when you've killed the weed, the seed goes back into the ground and grows three times as many weeds so that we have to buy more Roundup to kill
more
weeds.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what they've done.
No one's going to create a one and done for anything because then you just cut off your business arm.
20 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Jenny had a dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how Geico could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is 23 after the hour. This is the time when it's 23 after the hour. The DJV show, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara with the story on The Bachelor. So we'll make way for The Bachelor's number one fan, Kara Schillen, to bring us up to date on the reason contestants don't get onto The Bachelor to begin with. Why is that?
Well, it might not be what you expect. When I first saw this story, I'm thinking, oh, maybe they're not cute enough. Maybe they're too psycho. No, it's because apparently they do all kinds of psychological tests on them and, you know, make sure they're in good shape and cute. But then they do a medical test, too. And apparently a vast majority of the people who try to get on the show actually have herpes.
Great.
Yeah. And sometimes I was reading this story the other day when it first came out. I think it's an excerpt from a book that just came out, Bachelor Nation, Inside the World of America's Favorite Guilty Pleasure. And
it burns.
Yeah, it is. It's a guilty pleasure. I don't feel that great about watching it. But, yeah, apparently sometimes the producers are the first ones to tell the contestants that they have herpes. The contestants haven't even found out beforehand, and then they have to come out and say, yeah, we can't let you on the show, and also you might want to call your doctor up.
Ugh.
So
you can't let you on the show, and you may want to call up your doctor. There
yeah,
you go.
So if you're thinking about going on the show, you know, you might just want to first go to the doctor and then also be cautious in case anybody got through that they didn't catch.
Well, I guess it's good news that all the people that we see on TV, we now know
they don't have the herb.
And yeah, they're tested and approved. All right,
the
music
on the
time,
rise, though, so
25 after the hour. Keith Richards has apologized to his bandmate Mick Jagger for joking that his 73-year-old bandmate could get a vasectomy. Jagger and his girlfriend welcomed their first child. Jagger's had 8 children, a daughter named Devereaux. And Keith said, Mick's a randy old bastard. Time for the snip. It can't be a father at that age, those poor kids. After the interview was printed, Richards issued a statement apologizing for suggesting that Jagger ought to have a snip. He said, quote, I deeply regret the comments I made about Mick, which were completely out of line. I, of course, apologized to him in person. The swipe didn't prevent the Rolling Stones from announcing a European leg of their No Filter tour. 11-day trek, including the first UK gig in 5 years. Also in the interview that's in the Rolling Stone. Is it in the Rolling Stone? I think it is in the Rolling Stone.
The Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal. Why the heck are they interviewing him in the Wall Street Journal?
I know, right?
Oh, God. Anyway, he promised fans that a new album will come out pretty soon, or at least eventually, sometime. Quote, he said it'll happen, but it's in the early stages. We have some stuff down, which is interesting. It's more difficult for us to write together the further apart we are, but it also has its benefits in that we come back to it from a different angle. Rolling Stones last released Blue and Lonesome, their album of blues covers back in December 2016.
Do we Great think album. That Mick Jagger was upset about this? Because I personally think the quote is hilarious and yeah. also true. So I think it's funny that they're, you know, good
Mick
friends.
Mick ain't going to be too upset about anything.
Yeah, so frankly, I think it's funny that he apologized.
Also in the music world, Stevie Van Zandt and his band, The Disciples of Soul, benefiting rock education in the tour that kicks off April 29th in New Jersey, New Brunswick, New Jersey, Victoria, aiding the Teach Rock initiative of the Rock and Roll Forever Foundation, which provides multimedia lessons, plans for middle and high schools when it comes to music. He said, quote, music will forever be humanity's most effective and consistent source of inspiration and motivation. I think he's right there.
Yeah, I agree.
And we've learned music turns out to be our most solid common ground for establishing communication between teachers and students, which is where education begins. That's very smart. He has also added 4 additional dates in May for some more shows. Teach Rock was designed.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Duty. Our duty is to be sweet, kind, intelligent, and affordable. We certainly are affordable. When's the last time you had to pay to listen to this program? You see the benefits of things that are free. You get what you pay for. Yeah. DJV, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the air. Happy to be. We're trying to picture things as they are and present to you overviews of things that we all talk about. The weather is one of them. We have a wild storm that's hit the Midwest. It's actually gone all across the country. You actually got it in California early in the week, and then it traveled across and now central into the East Coast for the weekend. And circling back, there still isn't enough rain by any stretch of the imagination, Jennifer, to fix the drought problems. California could be facing a drought yet again, hot and dry, although it hasn't been hot this week for sure, still very dry. Los Angeles has received only 1.96 inches of rain. The average is 8.54 inches. San Francisco only 3.4 inches so far this year. Dry conditions have some of the weather people wondering if last year's wet conditions
were a short reprieve. Well, this once again, it's La Nina and El Nino, right? Isn't that
right.
what affects?
And so the hope is, because I guess La Nina, which is the dry spot, that moved out of town during February. Typically, February is our wettest month, and so that's now gone. Mm-hmm. And so they were hoping for some late February, early March rain, and we got a little bit this week. We really only had one real storm this winter, and... Mm-hmm. So it was very cold. I noticed driving around.
Mudslide City, it was.
Yeah, driving around on Tuesday, it was really cold in California, and you could actually look up to the local mountains, and it was snowing up there, even mm-hmm. though the sun was out, which was kind of a neat sight because we haven't seen it in a while. But it's supposed to still be cold, the cold temperatures, and we're supposed to get some more rain throughout the week. So maybe another shot, and hopefully some more rain in March, and we can catch up a little bit. Everybody presses the panic button. The problem with California is that we don't capture the water that actually falls out of the sky. We let it fall right back into the ocean. So, until the government fixes that problem, then these rainy years aren't going to really help our situation.
Where is the leadership? Are these people all dunderheads? Does anybody have an ounce of common sense?
No. You know, Arizona, we're a desert.
Why would you catch the water and use it, for God's sake?
Yeah, what drives me nuts is that we are a desert, and so we should expect that sometimes it's going to be dry because we live in a desert. Arizona has the same issues, or should have the same issues that we do, but they've built these underground receptacles that catch all of the water. When it does rain, they hold it underneath the ground.
Yep.
California, you think they could take a clue? No. We just let it all run right back into the ocean.
All the billions of dollars building a subway under Wilshire, fall
on an earthquake fault.
Nearest sign of an earthquake, yeah.
And then they won't even consider the idea, since we're letting all this water go into the ocean, and then if you say desalinization to an environmentalist, they'll freak out in California, saying, no, we cannot do that, we can't touch it. So
it's
really
no
silly
comments.
Situation.
Where do these people come from? By the way, the snowpack accumulation, 21% of the average level on the mountains you were just talking about. Just look that up. Up in the agricultural area, the Central Valley, farmers are being forced to cut corners when it comes to maintaining some of the crops like almonds and pistachios, avocados, because they need a lot of water. They are over-pumping and emptying out the wells, but the water supplies for other people are being affected by this. The water also, because of the way they farm and the way the pesticides go into the ground, some of them that aren't doing organic, these carcinogens, arsenic, uranium, nitrates, if for no other reason. You know, if you don't, we talk about, I was in the last half hour talking about Monsanto and how Roundup doesn't kill, it kills the weeds, but it doesn't kill the seeds. So you get three times as many weeds. Every time you kill a weed and it dies, the seeds go into the ground, and three times as many weeds come up. So, got to get the Roundup out again so I can kill more weeds. It's amazing, preposterous, actually. This kind of stuff goes on when there are other ways, frankly, of getting rid of. There's an old method we used to use on the farm. One of the old farmers developed a butane burner. So he hooked the burner onto the cultivator. I don't know if any of you know or can visualize. We're so far removed from the farm, you know what a cultivator is, but it's
no
what
clue.
I used to use. You don't know what a cultivator is?
It's got the combs on the
front.
No idea.
Right.
Doesn't it have those combs?
Well, it's sort of like a comb.
Stirs up the land. Yeah.
Yes. What it does is I had a couple of cultivators that I used on my corn, and we dragged down. There's 30 inches between the rows of corn, and you set the cultivator for 28 inches, and you put it, it's hydraulically controlled under the tractor, so you go into the field and you have the tires set so that they're right in the rows, and then the cultivator you drag behind you or underneath the tractor, and it breaks up the weeds and the soil, refreshes it, so it's good for the corn that's growing or whatever may need to be cultivated, and that's how we got rid of the weeds. Now, this one fellow experimented with putting a burner, and now it's become a commercial product that some organic farmers use. There's a burner that they put on the cultivator that actually burns the weeds. It doesn't burn the corn or the other crops, but it burns the weeds, so the weeds, the seeds then can't regrow. So it's kind of an awkward thing, not as handy as putting Roundup in a sprayer and going up and down the rows, but it's much more effective. Anyway, how'd I get off onto that? We were talking about weeds. There are certain weeds that thrive in dry soil. And so that's another problem. The farmers themselves A lot of farmers now living below the poverty level. And this is just the farming circumstances in our country, the way we're treating agriculture, like we have no respect for it. People don't know anything about what goes on the farm. We have locavores who want to support the local farms, but there is so much promotion, so much money involved in selling crap that it's hard to overcome it unless you're really conscious yourself. You don't know how bad it is to eat a hot dog, for example. Rather than if you're eating meat, something that's some organic piece of beef. I don't eat meat, but I know that the kind of things that are in the processed meats are so bad for you. They really are.
Well, they're all labeled as known carcinogens now.
Yeah,
at this point,
who reads the label?
Well, you know, nitrates, all that
stuff. Yeah, horrible stuff. Okay, the fact that both Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods are raising the age to buy guns. Did Walmart jump on the bandwagon because it was the right thing to do or because they want to compete with Dick? And one wonders, I had forgotten, Walmart is apparently the second largest seller of guns in the country. Is that right? Behind Dick's?
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if it's really behind Dick's. Dick's Sporting Goods already didn't sell the type of gun that was used in this attack. So Dick's is jumping into this to get a little bit of publicity in all of the...
I thought the guy bought his gun at Dick's.
Not the one
He bought a gun
at Dick's Sporting Goods. Typically, right now, I think the only place you can even buy guns from Dick's Sporting Goods is from their Field and Streams location, which is not every single Dick's Sporting Goods. So it's not like this was a huge sacrifice. Walmart's following suit and saying they're going to make sure that you're 21 to buy a gun. Look, I'm all for business, and whatever works for your business, I'm going to support. So I'm not going to hit Walmart or Dick's Sporting Goods for making these decisions because I'm a pro-business person. I think it's a little bit silly, and I think that when we look at what really went wrong in Florida, we have plenty of rules on the books that could have stopped this guy, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And it's because we had a complete breakdown of our system.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different reasons for that, and you could go through all of them.
Campaign finance reform, baby.
Well, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with that 50 calls. 50 calls were made. This kid himself called in. He was screaming for help. The school system failed. Local law enforcement failed. The FBI failed. And a lot of it has to do, we talked about it a little bit a few days ago, with this Promise program, where this kid would have been arrested. He was bringing weapons to school. But because of the Promise program, they were not allowed to arrest him because you can't arrest a kid going to school. Because I guess it was thought under the Obama administration that there were too many young black men in jail, and so a way to do that is to change the law so we don't arrest them if they're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. And this kid would have been arrested. We could have put him in the system, but guess what? Wasn't allowed to happen. And I don't think that has anything to do with Dick's Sporting Goods or Walmart, but if they want to make themselves part of the story, well, I guess more power to them.
44 past the hour, DJV time. I'm looking at CNN.com. Listen to the headlines. All of you can go there if you want. I'm just chuckling. NRA, Trump's meeting on guns, great TV but bad policy. Trump shuts down congressman's concealed carry push. Trump repeatedly upends GOP lawmakers in gun session. Watch Senator Feinstein's reaction to Trump's gun proposal. Trump calls out senators, you're afraid of the NRA. Trump claims that he will ban bump stocks. Trump to lawmakers, take the gun first, go through due process second. It's Trump, Bernstein and Woodward compare Trump and Nixon. It's laughable, these guys. It really is. They have nothing going for them. If it weren't for Trump, they'd be out of business. It really is pretty amazing. I just find it amusing. They're such a bunch of phonies. That's why we're in the Walmart pew here. Let's do some food news. Walmart has removed St. Patrick Tees. Because they're offensive to the Irish?
Yeah, have you ever seen those T-shirts that say, like, kiss me, I'm Irish? Yeah, apparently
except these
those
didn't
are offensive.
Say that. that's not what these T-shirts
were
saying.
Say?
Oh, they said all kinds of, there's a bunch of slogans. I don't have it right in front of me, but there's
can't
a bunch
regret
of slogans.
What you don't remember,
yeah.
St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Irish drunk, whatever. Jack, Jim, Johnny, Jameson.
Yeah, so this one makes me laugh. I don't know if it, Victoria, tell me if this one makes me laugh. The forefathers of St. Patrick's Day, Jack, Jimmy, Johnny, and Jameson, which after taking my bartending class, I'm like, wait, only one of those is Irish whiskey.
Right.
Why are the other three fathers of an Irish holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, the Irish...
Look, I'm Irish. I know Victoria's probably a little closer to her Irish roots. I'm half Irish, half Czech. This kind of makes me laugh. Irish drunk, whatever. Who cares? Is that really offensive?
Well, apparently the Irish-American groups who wrote to Walmart thought it was. One of the notes said, St. Patrick's Day is a holy day in Ireland. We ask if you would sell offensive stereotypical T-shirts on Dr. Martin Luther King Day or Puerto Rican Day or St. Joseph's Day and so forth.
That is true. You would never see a Puerto Rican Day, you know, T-shirt that had something offensive about it. You would definitely not see that about Martin Luther King Day. It is true. That Irish get dumped on that.
But these shirts aren't necessarily being sold to Irish people. They're being sold to Americans in this country where St. Patrick's Day has a whole different meaning to Americans than it does to people living in Ireland.
Drinking a lot of green beer and act like a stupid drunk.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
It's an embarrassment.
Right.
St. Patrick's
Walmart.
Day in New York is the worst. I just stay indoors.
Stay home. All right, so we move from Walmart to Sam's Club, which has become the latest to join the grocery delivery game. I'm not sure how good the produce is in Sam's, though.
I've never been into a Sam's Club. Yeah. I don't think there was only BJ's or Costco near me in New Jersey, so I don't know where Sam's.
Morning. Because our Sam's Club, a bunch of them, again, not to to go political, but Sam's Club raised their minimum wage to, I think, $15 an hour. And then they closed down about 50 stores because they couldn't stay in business. It wasn't sustainable for them. Mm-hmm. So my dad is in, like, full wearing. He's in grieving. He said, what do they do when you're Jewish?
Sitting Shiva.
Because our local Sam's Club, which he used to visit like once or twice a week, he loves Sam's Club.
The office is full of stuff from Sam's Club.
Oh, my
your
God.
Your office,
my dad
CRN, they're all
is
full of stuff.
Is nut for the Sam's Club. He loves it. And so,
what's your other big box option out there?
Costco. And he goes to Costco, too, but he loves Sam's Club.
I do. I like Costco. I never like Sam's Club, never like BJ's.
Isn't it so funny how everyone has the one that they love? Like all of my friends, because we have Costco out here, everyone is obsessed with Costco. All the guys that I know love Costco.
I love Costco, too. I think it's a great place to go.
So
every time I used to go in there, we'd go in to buy $40 worth of something and come out with $400.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Those giant tubs of cheese doodles guys always seem to buy.
11 and a half for the hour here on the DJV show.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take, fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Past the hour, as we continue studying what's going on in the medical world, thanks to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here continuing his overview, his work on a lot of the things that come out, medically speaking, information that will help you deal with common ailments and sometimes specific things. For example, here's another reason from Ken to get a flu shot. If you've had heart failure, and this is the sign, does heart failure equal having a weak immune system? Is that, would you have heart failure likely if you don't have a strong immune system, Ken? Some of the components of it.
There's not a direct association. No. It could be yes or no, maybe, but there's not a direct association.
All right. So the flu shot that we do, we get flu shots if we're to do this. We would. The implication here, as you explained it, would be that flu shots ought to be taken year-round, at least for these people.
Absolutely. This is going to be presented March 11th at the American College of Cardiology meeting that's going to occur in my backyard here in Orlando, Florida. So if you're a heart failure patient, which is over 5 to 6 million Americans, amazingly, this new research suggests you would be wise to get a flu shot every year, Doug, an annual flu shot. It reduces patients' risk of death by 50% during the flu season and by 20% during the rest of the year. It also is associated with a 22% lower risk of hospitalization for heart problems.
Why? What's in the flu vaccine that works well to help people who have had heart failure? What are the ingredients?
Well, people who have heart failure are not being able to pump an adequate amount of blood to the body to keep up with the demand. So this added stress, the flu, just tips people over into a very bad situation. So this is the reason why, we presume. But, you know, we don't really understand these benefits yet, but we find them. And when people have heart failure, they just don't want any more physical or mental stress on the body, because each extra stress requires added energy, and it means more pumping of blood from the heart, and the heart just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, another item, because Ken is a noted cardiologist. American Heart Association has him as a spokesperson, so he's thought highly of. He's presented at many national and international conventions because he studies the work that he does himself with his patients. Here's one about varicose veins. I'm very thankful that I've never, my sister has these, and I've seen them. My father had them. What actually is a varicose vein? And then explain what the Journal of the American Medical Association says is the danger.
Sure. This is a very common problem, and I don't want everybody to get worked up about it because we're talking about the severe variety, but those tangled blue varicose veins that can pop up on your legs as you age, they may be more than unsightly. This new research suggests they might actually quintuple your risk of dangerous blood clots. These are known as deep venous thrombosis, DVT. These clots in the legs can be life-threatening if they travel to the lungs or heart. You know, the legs, you've got two-way traffic. You've got the arteries taking the blood from the heart to the ankles, and then the veins take it against gravity from the ankles back up to the heart, and it's a much easier route down than it is up, and the added pressure against gravity that the veins have to go through. As you get older, this added force that we push on our veins can sometimes make them protrude and move outward, and you get these big varicose veins. Women after pregnancy, especially, all of us as we age, very common. And in the past, we thought it was just a cosmetic problem. We thought it was a nuisance because sometimes they will hurt. But now we know it can be related to blood clots if you have these really severe kinds. If you do, you want to watch your legs especially, and you want to make sure you don't do any prolonged sitting. Just another reason, if you're on that airplane every hour, get up and walk. Get those compression stockings if you're on that airplane, and talk to your doctor if you need any blood thinner.
All right, so there's some good advice from cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Again, trying to keep people healthy is the number one reason for being here. And one of the ways to do that is to exercise the ability that you have to go online to balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV, and buy up enough of the product that features these fruits, ripened fruits and vegetables. They have a product that's for fruits, and they have a veggie product. One's in a red bottle, the other's in a green bottle, because that's what the capsules look like. And you'll take them, you can sprinkle them, if you will, 3 to 6 veggie capsules into a cup of warm broth and have a nice drink there. Great for your immune system. Balance your immune system with Balance of Nature veggies and fruits that are there for you to use and enjoy and benefit from. It's balanceofnature.com, promo code D.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.